The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of morning prayer. And today in our service, we're going to be thinking a little bit about understanding and accepting the whole range of emotions that we have as human beings created in the image of God. So we're going to be thinking about our emotions a little bit in our service today. On your way in, you will hopefully have seen the notices for the week that is to come. Most of our regular weekly activities are happening. I just wanted to highlight one or two and some that are not mentioned on our notice sheet. In particular, on Wednesday afternoon, I wanted to mention that the Ladies' Afternoon Friendship Group are hosting an open meeting. It's open to everybody, men and women alike. And there is a special speaker, the local writer and broadcaster Tony McCauley is going to be speaking on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and all are very welcome to that open meeting. On Wednesday evening, the sanctuary course is not happening this coming week, just to make people aware of that. And then on Sunday the 23rd, which is our Day of Harvest Thanksgiving, we're just reminding people that there has been an appeal from the Larder Food Bank for some tinned meat, some rice, and some biscuits. And if you can help with those things, we'd be very grateful. They're just going to be gathered at the back of the church, and then they will be passed on to the larder. The day before that, the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd, is our rescheduled community fun day, and we're hoping again to be able to invite our neighbours from the local streets. We've got some invitations printed, and if you can help us to distribute those invitations in the local streets, we'd be very grateful for your help. If people can help, they're going to be distributed from the church hall on Tuesday evening between 8 and 9. If people want to gather some invitations, and you'll be given a street to drop off some invitations. And also, if you can't make Tuesday evening, there'll be some of those invitations available next Sunday at our services. On the evening of our Harvest Thanksgiving on the 23rd, the Mothers Union are going to host a harvest supper in the church hall, and if people can make contributions of apple tart or fruit loaf, and there's a list about that at the back of the church. So if you can help in any of those things, we'd be very grateful for your help. We're going to begin by singing our opening hymn, the hymn Morning Has Broken. Our service today is the service of morning prayer.
Beloved in Christ, we come together this morning to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Conscious of God's forgiveness and his acceptance of us, we're going to stand to say our psalm appointed for today, which is a psalm which speaks of God's faithfulness. Psalm 66. Be joyful in God.
Be joyful in God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Sing the glory of his names. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great strength, your enemies shall bow before you. All the earth shall worship you, sing to you, sing praises to your name. Come now and behold the works of God, how wonderful he is in his dealings with humankind. He turned the sea into dry land, the river they passed through on foot. There we rejoiced in him. In his might he rules forever. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let no rebel rise up against him. Bless our God, O you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard, who holds our souls in life and suffers not our feet to slip. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the snare. You laid heavy burdens upon our backs. You let enemies ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of liberty.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
If you'd like to be seated for our Old Testament reading.
Our Old Testament reading is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, and starting at verse 1. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. This is the word of the Lord.
During the singing of our next hymn, our children and young people will be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. We're going to sing together, "When I Needed a Neighbor, Were You There?"
Our New Testament reading is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, starting at verse 11. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I mentioned at the beginning of our service that we're thinking about our emotions in our service today. You'll find that in the hymns and in different things that come up in the services and in the sermon later on. But very often when we think about our emotions and feelings, sometimes we're inclined to squash those things down when we meet one another. And we're going to think about that in our little video.
How are you feeling? are you really feeling?
I think I would say I'm fine, I'm okay. Just not to get into any details.
I would say, fine, thank you.
I'm fine.
Why? Because sometimes we don't want to tell other people how we are actually feeling because we don't want to be judged, or we don't want to burden them with our problems if we aren't feeling well, or we're afraid to tell them how we're actually feeling. But I do believe we should be honest with our feelings.
I feel that how I feel affects other people in my life, and I'd rather temporarily give them an answer that would be more uplifting.
Usually I'd say I'm fine.
Good, thank you. Fine.
I'm fine.
Many times I've found myself in my life that I've had to pretend with people. It's not their fault, a lot of it, but I've had to pretend with some people so as I don't let them, you know, just maybe some of them, like I said, maybe some of them wouldn't understand. And probably I don't expect them to.
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm fine.
Sometimes people ask you how you are, but they don't really mean how are you. It's just sort of a thing they're saying, as like hello or whatever. But if someone really wants to know how I'm feeling, I will tell you. I would just say I'm fine.
There's nothing more boring than hearing a list of ailments from somebody when all you really need to know is whether actually he's okay or she, or whether there's anything that really he or she really wants to talk about, which is seldom in terms of casual acquaintances.
If it's a sort of ritual cliche kind of conversation, you're passing somebody in the corridor at work, then you just answer what you answer, and it's usually positive. Fine. Everything's wonderful in the world.
So as we think about our emotions and feelings, we approach a God who understands all of those things within us, and we're going to affirm our faith in him as we stand together. I believe in God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Our special prayer for today. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. Teach us to offer ourselves to your service, that here we may have your peace, and in the world to come may see you face to face through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing again together our next hymn, I Will Sing the Wondrous Story.
Heavenly Father, Father who created us in your image, be with us this morning as we listen to you. Amen. Please take your seats. Whenever we're in the terrible position of having to redecorate, color wheels come out and color charts come out. I know and I'm aware of about four colors, and these are the proper colors. You've got red, green, blue. I know three colors. They are the proper colors. But when you bring the charts out, you'll get a page, three pages of white, and they're all chrysanthemum blush or something like that. That's not a color. That's just somebody who wants a white wall but also wants to pay someone extra money. And you have these color wheels, these arrays of color, and I know they're real, I just don't get switched onto them. And it's the same with human feelings. I probably have quite a narrow vocabulary of human feelings, but there's a huge array of them. And I was wondering this week how many human feelings actually there were. Has anyone sat down and charted them out? Well, when I Googled that, answers varied. But we're going to put something up on the screen, and it's slide one. And it's an example of something called a feelings wheel or an emotions wheel. This one here was put together by a man called Plutchik, and I don't know how he feels about the way I've just pronounced his name. The wheel there is very like a color wheel, and it gives an array of different emotions as charted out by Plutchik. And if we go to the next slide, in the center, not quite the core, but in the center of this wheel, you've got basic feelings. What have we got? Joy, trust, fear, surprise, sadness, disgust, anger, anticipation. So these are the feelings that Plutchik thought are your core feelings. If we go to the next slide, he says you've got more intense versions of these feelings. So surprise, a more intense version of surprise could be amazement. Or a more intense disgust could be loathing. And let's go to the next slide. You've also got the milder versions of these emotions. So surprise, a milder version of surprise could be distraction. Or a milder version of fear could be apprehension. So if we go to the next slide, if you want to drill down into one example, you've got a simple joy, and its milder version, according to Plutchik, is serenity. And the more intense feeling of that is ecstasy. And on the next slide, this might be where you are just now, wondering why I'm literally talking about this stuff. You've got anger. Rage is its more intense version, with annoyance being the milder version of it. So those are examples of feelings. And we can move on from the slides now. You'll be glad or satisfied or ecstatic to know. These are the versions or different shades of feelings that we can experience. And even between those arrays, there were overlaps, and it can get even more complicated. And why on earth is this relevant? Well, in today's reading, Jesus had met a group of 10 men who were in trouble. They had a skin condition, which we're calling leprosy in the scriptures there, and it left them as outcasts in society. Nobody wanted what they had, and so they were simply not allowed to live in the towns with their families. They called to Jesus, and they said, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And he felt for them. He feels compassion for those in need. And he tells them to go and present themselves to the priest. And it was the priest's job to officially declare them clean so they could come back into the society. The 10 of them go, but one of them, realizing that he's been made clean, returns. He gives thanks to Jesus and he praises God. And the text says that he did it loudly. I can imagine that. But Jesus' response is actually quite sharp. He's had compassion and mercy on these 10. And you can imagine the feelings that compassion and mercy can raise inside us. But Jesus' response is to say, after that, weren't there 10 men healed? Why is only one of them saying thank you? And the one who came back was not even one of the Jewish tribes that Jesus had been spending most of his time speaking to. The foreigner came back. The others, the Jews, should have known better. Where are they? He said. The short video we watched earlier on reminds us of how we tend to flatten out our emotions. I do it all the time. I'm very much a how are you? I'm fine, thanks type of person. You can look at my face sometimes, and my surprised face looks very, very much like my horrified face. There you go. And I think we're a lot of us like that. But in the video, we were reminded that we do tend to sit on our emotions and flatten them out for public consumption. But in that moment, if you'd asked Jesus, once he had had only one person come back to him, if you'd said, Jesus, how are you? Are you fine? I think he would have said, no, not really. I'm feeling surprised, with a hint of an annoyance, with some undertones of sadness. An old article in Christianity Today magazine reminds us about the range of emotions felt and displayed by Jesus. And I'm quoting here. The gospel writers paint their portraits of Jesus using a kaleidoscope of emotional colors. Jesus felt compassion. He was angry, indignant, consumed with zeal. He was troubled, greatly distressed, very sorrowful, depressed, deeply moved, and grieved. He sighed, he wept, he sobbed, he groaned. He was in agony. He was surprised and amazed. He rejoiced very greatly. He was full of joy. He greatly desired and he loved. You and I have no less a range of emotions. But which of these emotions do we, the body of Christ, the body of that emotional Christ, which of these emotions do we display on a daily basis? Probably few. Which do we display in church? I bet it shrinks right down. I think the word display is pertinent. We don't like to make a spectacle of ourselves. So many of us refer to holding back our emotions as a strength. And if we cry in public, we apologize. Jesus cried in public. He didn't apologize. It's the way we've been brought up, a lot of us. So some of us, including me, have a sense that this flatness of emotion is good. And dare I say, some of us think it's even godly. Jesus, doing his healing, loving work, was confronted with ingratitude. And he reacted. He felt indignant. And he allowed himself to feel it. And he allowed himself to show it. Now, there's a conversation to be had about being angry and not sinning. That's a text elsewhere in the Bible. But because it's elsewhere in the Bible, let's leave that for another day. We're speaking in general terms just now, broad color strokes, and giving us permission to look at and feel these feelings. We were made in the image of God, and we're like a reflection of God to all creation. And this means if the birds and the bees, the foxes and the cats and our neighbors want to know what God looks like, they look at us. And that's a theory, and that's quite a bold thing to say. Jesus was the perfect image of God. God who is compassionate, angry, indignant, zealous, troubled, greatly distressed, sorrowful, deeply moved, grieving, sighing, weeping, sobbing, groaning, agonizing, surprised, amazed, rejoicing, joyous, and greatly desiring. These are the emotions of God. You can see it through the whole text of the Bible. Now, you may be like me. I've said before, I like my emotions the same way I like my water. Bottled. It's a good joke. But it's not my healthiest aspect. If we're in church and find ourselves sitting on our emotions as well as our pews, we're allowed to loosen the reins. We're called to be free as God's people, free to laugh, free to cry, free to grieve, and free to experience joy and show it. If anyone here is happy, be happy. If anyone here is doubtful, be doubtful. If anyone here is depressed, be depressed. And I'm not being facetious or making light. I would hate someone's depression to be a permanent state, but I think I would hate it even more if in this place, of all places, you felt you had to hide it. I think there's a natural cultural reserve, and we have to be very wary, I think, of oversharing and making ourselves vulnerable. But here, this should be a safe place. And it's as our feelings are allowed to air, to breathe, that they can be named and they can start to be healed. Because this is a place of sharing and healing. This morning, among us, in the building, among those online, we carry the whole array of human experience and emotions. And the Jesus who himself felt these emotions and feels these emotions, well, he carries us. Therefore, let's go to Jesus, to God our Father, in prayer. Let's pray. As we pray, we give our feelings to God who created us. We give our emotions to God whose image we reflect. We give ourselves to God, body, mind, and soul. Heavenly Father, give us a safe place to be ourselves. Allow us to be accepting of one another. And help us to learn from those who are brave enough to accept that sometimes they're not fine and to share it. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the world. We pray for the amazing women and girls who are part of the soccer league in USA, where it's been found that the most awful systemic abuses have been carried out by many in positions of trust. Come alongside the scared, those burdened by undeserved shame, and bring your justice. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in northeastern Thailand, where a gunman has killed 36 people, including 24 children, who were all in a daycare center. Bring your healing, wholeness, and again, bring your justice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Closer to home, Heavenly Father, we pray for those who have been devastated and affected by the awful explosion in Donegal. We pray for those who have been lost. We pray for their families. And we pray for the safety of the emergency services as they carry out their duties. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our nation, including this parish. We pray for financial balance and compassionate hearts among those in power as prices seesaw and those on middle and low incomes become fearful of what is to come. We pray for those involved in talks, trying to find an end to the stalemate that is the Northern Ireland Protocol negotiation. Let your imagination and mercy enter the discussion. And we pray for the church in this nation. A report has come out showing that within the Church of England, our own Anglican Communion, hundreds of cases of abuse have been uncovered. People have been hurt and silenced. Let only the wisest and most loving heads prevail. Heavenly Father, use the police and the social services. Let justice be done, and keep us in the church ever mindful that true authority lies in you and not in the institution. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our community who are living with grief and trauma. We pray for those who are sick in hospital or being cared for at home. And we take a quiet moment to bring people who are known to us into your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we come together to pray the Lord's Prayer, can I let you know that if you want to speak about anything in the service today or any aspect of the prayers today, Jonathan, the rector, and I are always available to listen throughout the week. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So as we reflect and we process all that we've been thinking about this morning, we're reminded in our next hymn that all of these emotions, all of these things that are in our hidden selves are brought before God, and there's no surprises to him. We sing together the hymn, "There Is No Moment." So as our service draws to a close and we prepare for the week that is to come, we invite God into every part of the week with us, and we ask for his blessing. We bow our heads. May God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Closing hymn is a hymn of praise and thanksgiving as we sing together, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.